When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I certainly hope that man with the bag comes down every Broadway fan's chimney with lots of goodies. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Ho, ho, ho! And today is our annual Stocking Stuffers episode where we give you, I don't know, a cornucopia of possibilities, a big Santa's bag full of possible presents for the Broadway fan in your life. That was our good friend Julie Benko, who made such a big splash in Funny Girl. I think she played it over 100 times. And now, of course, she is in Barry Manilow's Harmony. Don't miss that one. And we will go over the various possibilities we have here on Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 WLIWFM, Long Island's only signature one-of-a-kind NPR station. I want to take a moment to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for supporting us all through the year. Good pals they, and they've helped bring a lot of Sonic goodies on their virtual sleigh to you. Well, Merrily We Roll Along is one of the undeniable theatrical success stories of the last couple months. It had opened in 1981 and had a very troubled life, which I was part of at one point in 1989, but it is clearly a hit on Broadway. And thankfully, we have a new cast album from Sony Masterworks with Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe and Lindsay Mendez. So let us hear the fact that it is, in fact, a hit.
Listen to that. Will you listen to that? Do you know what that means? Let me tell you what that means. Wait, no! Anyone who even thinks it, don't say it. You'll jinx it. Listen to that. Did you listen to that? Does that make you feel proud? Well, feel more than just proud. Okay, wait, I'll tempt fate and I'll state it out loud. That's the sound of a hit. It's a hit, gang. I think this is it. No more writing clever little shows for those basement saloons. No more proclamations from the pros that you can't hum the tunes.
No more sneaking in at intermission to the plays you wish you could afford.
Or producers having you audition whenever they're bored.
And to say right away as you play the first chord. Boys, it's very, what is the word? Interesting. And if I had even the slightest belief any audiences would come, I would do it in a minute. Next!
We're a hit!
Standing up the whole bit!
No more coaching those sopranos with voices like bees.
No more secondhand pianos with six broken keys.
No more agents giving you opinions as they turn you over to their minions.
Just for these guarantees, we should please thank the Lord. It's a hit!
Will my folks have a fit after all of that baloney they made me go through? All that, honey, not that he's a phony, but what would he do? Won't their faces be stony when they see on their Sony someone handing the phony a Tony Award?
Oh, I would like to begin by thanking all the hundreds of people who have turned down every show I have ever written so that I could win tonight for this one. Thank you.
Listen to that. Will you listen to that? Tell me, is that a noise or is that a noise? That is a noise we've been waiting the whole of our lives to hear.
Listen to that. Honey, is that
I
a noise or is that a noise? That is the loveliest noise for a breadwinning wife to hear.
Listen to that. That's obscene.
That is a noise. It's really a noise.
Waiting my life.
It's funny, girl, fiddler, and dolly, combine. Duh.
It's a hit. It's a hit. It's a palpable hit.
If it only even runs a minute, at least it's a wedge.
It's the theater and we're really in it, not just on the edge.
If your spirits ever need improving, you can drop it any night for free.
But the thing that's positively moving,
you could have fooled me,
is we're still old friends. Nothing can kill old friends where there's a will. Old friends don't need success to survive.
Like us, damn few.
Hey, old friend, are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade or they don't make the
upgrade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure, they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us, damn few.
So, old friend, fill me in slow. Old friend, start from hello. Old friend, I want the when, where, and how. Old friends do tend to become old habit. Never knew how much I missed you till now.
Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made. Some of them worth something too. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends?
Tell you something, good friends point out your lies, whereas old friends live and let live.
Good friends like and advise, whereas old friends love and forgive.
And old friends let you go your own way,
help you find your own way,
let you off when you're wrong,
if you're wrong,
when you're wrong. Right or wrong, the point is old friends shouldn't care if you're
should, but not for too long.
What's too long?
If you're wrong.
When you're wrong.
The thing is, old friends do leave their brands on you, but old friends shouldn't compete.
Old friends don't make demands on you.
Should make demands on you.
Well, don't make demands you can't meet.
Well, what's the point of demands you can meet?
Well, there's a time for demands, whether you meet
no,
them
you are never wrong.
Hey, old friends, how do we stay? Old friends, who is to say? Old friends, how an old friendship survives? One day, chums having a laugh a minute. One day comes, and they're a part of your lives. New friends pour through the revolving door. Maybe there's one that's more, if you find one that'll do. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends? Here's to us, who's like us. Two old friends, fewer won't do. Old friends, gotta have two old friends helping you balance along. One upbraids you for your faults and fancies.
One persuades you
that the other one's wrong.
Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made perfect as long as they're new. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends?
Here's to us, who's like us, damn few.
That was Old Friends from the brand new Broadway recording of Merrily We Roll Along. You know, once upon a time, I would say, well, you know, go to Sam Goody's or Corvettes or Colony and get the album. But now, of course, you download all these things. But the actual album, the actual CD is coming out in the middle of January on Sony Masterworks. You will want this recording if you're at all a Sondheim fan. Well, speaking of Sondheim, the other great story, I guess, this year sonically is Sweeney Todd and a very dramatic and musically sophisticated revival with Josh Groban and Annalee Ashford. That album is out. I think the physical one is also coming out in January. But here are two wonderful moments from this beautifully scored and impeccably sung revival with Josh Groban as Sweeney Todd.
Their mantles is straight silver, ain't they?
Silver, yes.
These are my friends. See how they listen, see this one shine, how he smiles in the light, my friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend, whisper, I'll listen. I know, you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend, well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together. And we'll do wonders, won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend
too. Come, let me hold you.
If you only knew, Mr.
Todd.
Ooh, Mr. Todd, you're warm in my hand.
My friend.
Splendors you never have dreamed all your days.
My lucky friend,
I'm your friend.
Till now your shine,
don't they shine beautiful?
Was merely silver.
Silver's good enough for me.
Friend, you shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious rubies. At last, my right arm is complete again.
Judge Turpin.
Most honorable. Honorable.
I venture thus to write you this urgent note to warn you that the hot-blooded young sailor
has abducted your
so wisely
confined her.
But hoping to earn your favor,
I have persuaded the boy to lodge her here tonight at my tonsorial parlor in Fleet Street. If you want her again in your arms, hurry after the night falls.
She will be waiting.
Your obedient humble servant, Sweeney Todd.
That was, for me, one of the finest moments in this revival of Sweeney Todd on the cast album from Warner Music Group, which I'm sure you'll all want to get. Groban, I guess, is leaving in mid-January, and Sutton Foster and Aaron Tveit are taking over. They should be very interesting. Well, we're looking at some recordings that you might all want here for your holiday season. There are also two books out. My Name is Barbara, the 98,000-page memoir, which is just fantastic. Of course, Streisand's memoir. And I'll Drink to That, Broadway Cocktails, a great book about Broadway with fantastic photos written by yours truly. So check that out as well on digital marketplaces near you. A number of very good, talented ladies have recorded stuff this Christmas season. Stephanie J. Block, who was so wonderful in the revival of Into the Woods, has her own album called Merry Christmas, Darling on Club 44. Here's her version of an Ann Hampton Calloway song, Manhattan in December.
April in Paris is grand. Who could deny it? October in New England is delightful. You must try it. June, July, and August straight to Venice by the sea. But when the air turns chilly, there's just one place I really want to be. I love Manhattan in December. Like the Big Apple dipped in snow. Christmas everywhere with colored lights to spare. And Broadway looking great in winter glow. Oh, I love Manhattan in December. Give me Central Park when trees are bare. Skate around the lake, catch a cold snowflake. Or ride a carriage through the crispy air. Sitting in my cozy flat on 44th Street. Playing Nat King Cole and putting up my feet. I'm looking out my window thinking, gee, my life is sweet. Hell's Kitchen looks like heaven in the snow by now. You know, I know that I dig Manhattan in December. The windows down at Bergdorf's will amaze. Shop until you drop in the town that doesn't stop. It's the hippest place for happy holidays. Stop honking, but it's jingle bells to me when I'm putting my tin angel up on my Christmas tree. And with Santa's on each corner, one is sure to visit me. But everything I want's already here this time of year. September, November, I'm drifting fancy free. But Yuletide and Christmas, there's just one place to be. It's easy to remember Manhattan in December. Try it, and I'm sure you'll agree. Manhattan in December. Won't you spend it with me?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Gather near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow, until then we'll have to muddle through.
This, again, is our good friend Julie Benko. She has a record called Christmas With You, 4 cuts, which you can download, again, in the digital marketplace, a great Christmas classic. And Julie is currently in Harmony, the Barry Manilow musical about the comedian harmonists, a very complex, interesting show. We'll talk more about it in the new year. And this is on Ghostlight Recordings. I think the album even practically came out before the show did. That's the way it goes these days. Danny Kornfeld sings a fantastic ballad in the first act. So here is from the Barry Manilow, Bruce Sussman score to Harmony, Every Single Day.
You're right. We could be making a terrible mistake. But it's not the one you're worried about. Every single day. We'll remember what we do today. Words we didn't say, we'll remember every single day. Then years go by to wonder why and wonder what we learned. Was that the bridge we should have crossed? That one we burned. Every empty night to regret a life that could have been. Maybe you were right, just forget that emptiness within. So if you'll go before that moment's gone, look at me the way I'll remember every single day from now on. You deserve, I don't know what, the man I'd love to be. That's not the way it turned out. No, you fell in love with me. Everything you doubt, I will fight for every single day. Help me work it out, make it right for every single day. But this I swear, and stake my life upon. If you go or stay, I will love.
rum.
Rum. Rum. Rum. Rum. Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum.
Rum.
Rum. Rum. Rum.
Rum.
That was the Hungarian Rhapsody number 20, one of the goofy, interesting, complex songs from the score to Harmony, which is available on Ghostlight Records. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today is our stocking stuffers, giving you a sense of what's out there for the Broadway fan in your life. Two other songs, singers came my way. One really from left field, so flattering. This wonderful singer from Minneapolis, Maud Hickson, wrote me and she said, you know, I listened to your broadcast on Richard Rodney Bennett and I'm a big fan of Richard Rodney Bennett. And I've recorded a whole album of Richard Rodney Bennett called Permanent Moonlight. Fantastic, interesting record. Maud Hickson, you can get this at music.maudhixson.com. And it's not exactly a Broadway show song, but it's about Broadway shows. It's about a cocktail pianist who charges rates based on how difficult the requested songs are. Music by Richard Rodney Bennett, sung beautifully by Maud Hickson. Come by.
In olden days at village fairs, the vendors all would cry their wares. Rosy apples, golden pears, and sweet scented lavender. The village folk would flock to buy in answer to the vendor's cry. Honey cake and partridge pie and sweet scented lavender. And oh, the joy when there would come a tiny band of flute and drum. Play the tunes they loved the best, a penny a piece for each request. Olden days are sadly gone, but music in our hearts lives on. Such a troubadour am I, but prices now are rather high. $10 for satin doll, 12 for classics such as Handel's Largo. One or two more will bring the score from any movie but Dr. Zhivago. These come cheap, but prices fly way up for feelings or for my way. For 21 or 22, I'll play happy birthday to you. Come by, gentlemen and ladies, please come by, come by, and I'll play you a posy of melodies. $30 for Danny Boy, Hava Nagila or the entertainer, anything French or Spanish or German, Malagueña or Lily Marlena. $40 for Melancholy Baby or for Hello Dolly. $50 to $60 is the price for selections from Les Mis. Wouldn't life be made much sweeter by a selection from Eviter? Cats or JC Superstar, the Phantom of the Opera. All these treasures lie in reach for just $100 each. Come by, come by, kind gentlemen and ladies, please come by, come by, and I'll play you a posy of melody.
When you meet with young men early in spring, they court you with song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time. Day, a plentiful waste of time. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Thank you.
days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Well, that's our good friend, Mary Foster Conklin. She has her own radio show, probably. I think it's on Sundays, too. Great, great radio show called A Broad Spectrum, and that is her version of September Song, Kurt Vile, Maxwell Anderson, from her latest album, These Precious Days. She is someone you will want to know. Well, old friends are folks we heard earlier on from Merrily, and the title of that is being used for a new kind of Sondheim retrospective in London with a kind of rotating cast. But the important part is that we have Bernadette Peters making her London debut, singing some stuff she never sang. So here she is on this interesting album from First Night Records. She was the original witch, or at least in New York, in Into the Woods, and I guess the oldest character in that production. And now she sings a song from the youngest character.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't known before. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. When he said, come in, with that sickening grin, how could I know what was in store? Once his teeth were bare, though I really got scared, well, excited and scared. But he drew me close, and he swallowed me down, down a dark, slimy path, where lie secrets that I never want to know. And when everything familiar seemed to disappear forever, at the end of the path was Granny once again. So we wait in the dark until someone sets us free, and we're brought into the light, and we're back at the start. And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers. Even flowers have their dangers. And though scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared. Granny was right, just be prepared. Isn't it nice to know a lot? And a little bit not.
That was from Old Friends, an album you should get if you're a Sondheim fan, and who isn't? Well, well, well. So we're coming to the end of our Stocking Stuffers show. We have some great recordings to listen to. Two great books. My Name is Barbara, Streisand's memoir, and I'll Drink to That, Broadway Cocktails, by your host, Larry Maslon. A lot of fun for anybody in your home who likes the history of Broadway. A lot of great photos by Joan Marcus. Well, let's finish up with one of the greats, I don't think that Petula Clark is in Old Friends on the West End every night, but she was in it for this recording, and that's good enough for me. So here is the one, the only Petula Clark singing a song. I guess she was 90 years old when she recorded it, but she certainly is still here, and so are we here on Broadway to Main Street. So enjoy the holidays, and let's go out with the great Sondheim song, sung by the one, the only Petula Clark.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strung ukuleles, sang the blues. Seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, and I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, and I'm here. I stood in bread lines with the best, watched while the headliners did the rest. In the depression, was I depressed? Nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've been through Gandhi, Windsor and Wally's affair, and I'm here. Amos and Andy, Mahjong and platinum hair, and I'm here. I got through AB's Irish Rose, 5D on babies, measured bones, had heebie-jeebies for BB's bathysphere. Look it up. Swooned over Greta Garbo, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. Yeah. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rescuers, religion, and pills, and I'm here. Being called a pinko, call me too. Got through with stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school. That seems clear. So, someone said, she's sincere, so I'm here. Like Sable one day, next day, it goes into hock. But I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday, you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First, you're another slow advance, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs, and I'm here. Yeah. I've gotten through, hey lady, aren't you? Who's it? Wow, what a looker you were. Or better still, sorry, I thought you were, who's it? Whatever happened to her?
Good times, fun times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer. Well, I'm here. I run the gamut, A to Z, three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I was there, and I'm here. Look who's here.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.